Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's capital city has been experiencing something of a renaissance lately as its downtown area continues to play catch-up with Charleston and Greenville. Our next guest has been right in the middle of this activity. Scott Garvin is president of Garvin Design Group, based in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, tell us about your company. How long have you been in business? How many employees? That kind of thing.
Yeah, Garvin Design Group was founded 15 years ago. We have 17 employees. Most of us have worked together for 25 years because we came from another company. It was one of those 15 years ago where I just finished some significant projects here in Columbia, like the Strom Thurmond Wellness Center, and decided it was time for me to do my own thing. So it's an adventure where you jump out on your own and you have no clients, you have no employees, you have four little kids. Your wife thinks you're crazy, but it's been a great experience.
How does an architect, when you hang out your shingle for the first time, no clients, build a business from there?
I don't think there's a magic formula or a silver bullet. I mean, I had formulated in my dreams the way I wanted my firm to run, which was different in some respects from the company I was with. I was a partner in a larger company here in town. And so you think about how your firm would run, and I had formulated a lot of that, but the key is the people. And I was very fortunate and blessed that some of the core people I worked with at the other company followed me over several months to a year. And within the first year, we probably had seven people and lots of work was coming in the door. I don't really take credit for that. I think it's just the marketplace reacted favorably to us. A lot of us had contacts in Columbia and around South Carolina because of the work we'd been doing. I had practiced for 15 years already here, and those folks just followed us. I couldn't ask them to. I couldn't pursue them. They pursued us. I mean, the first two or three months, we're doing screen porches and a house for a mother of one of us. And I mean, it was very humble beginnings, but it ramped up pretty fast. And then we landed a few significant projects over the next two or three years. And that really put us in a good place.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in downtown Columbia. Will we always be playing catch up to Greenville and Charleston?
Honestly, I think so. But I don't think that's a bad thing. There's a lot of things that Greenville and Charleston do that are good models for us. And the landscape is different. Columbia is very different politically, geographically. You've got a lot of smaller cities around a large city and a state capital. So there are forces at play that Greenville and Charleston don't have and don't have to deal with. Greenville in particular, the business community and the political community have always been on the same page. And that's why so much has happened there so quickly. But there's a lot of exciting things happening in Columbia, especially in our urban core, La Vista and Main Street. And it's a great time to be here. And if you look back over the last 10 years, instead of just comparing us to Greenville, compare us to where we were. And it's awesome. I mean, you see people walking around at night on Gervais Street. That never happened. You see Main Street is flooded with people at night, and that never happened. So and maybe our steps are smaller, but we're making a lot of progress.
And do you see that political and business climate connection improving?
Yes, for sure. It's so much better than it used to be. The city of Columbia is very easy to work with. The surrounding cities, I feel like, are now cooperating with each other. I mean, you see West Columbia and Casey doing things. There was a time where USC and the city did not get along, and now they do. You see places like the Innovista developing, which has some of USC's involvement and some of the city's involvement, and I think that's great.
Can you share with us anything that maybe we don't know about that's on the drawing board that might be about to happen in downtown Columbia?
You may have heard about this. We're renovating a building on Main Street, the 1649 building that used to be Hennessy's. That's going to be a new restaurant called Hendrix. We have another tenant going in that building that we can release soon, but not yet. There are plans in place in La Vista that include expanding the convention center. There are also some entertainment venues that are looking at the Vista. I also would mention that around Palmetto Compress in the next year or two, you're going to see more buildings pop up in that area, and that's going to continue to propel development in that zone. There's also plans for development along UG on the Klein property and some other places, which will start connecting the dots toward the river. And I think that's the end game, is making sure we have places for people to go and things for people to do between Main Street and our beautiful river. And I think then we'll really have the city that we all hope and dream for.
Well, Scott, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Scott Garvin is president of Garvin Design Group based in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.